an excerpt from Alex Dimitrov's New York City Diaries, number 44, sent via his Substack on September 12th, 2024. Sunday, 1 a.m. I will never forget meeting you, John Waters. When I first moved to New York, there was a John Waters retrospective at the shitty but big and glitzy AMC or something in Chelsea, and they handed out the scratch and sniff cards for polyester. And I remember turning to my then boyfriend and being like, I didn't know you could be this silly and ironic and provocative in art all at the same time. And he was like, yeah, it's so crazy. And I remember walking out of that theater just thinking, you know, an artist can do anything. That's what being an artist is. It's like showing people that it's okay to be human. John Waters gave me a sense of freedom, for sure. I hope, as a poet, I can give, like, even one fucking person some semblance of that feeling. Because freedom and time are all there is. And most of us never have the former. You can always be more free. All right, folks. I love Alex Dimitrov. If you don't know his work, I implore you to please seek out some of his writing. He has some of his poems for free on his Substack. He's been in every literary magazine you can imagine. He has some real bangers in The New Yorker. I love him. He's also one of the Astro Poets, along with Dorothy Lasky, who is also an incredible poet, whose works have been featured everywhere, including The New Yorker. Reading this yesterday, I get behind on my newsletters, but I was reading this yesterday and I could hear his voice in my head as I was reading this, because he also sometimes does like voice memos and things as well in his Substack. He didn't do that for this one, but I could hear his voice, and I just wanted to share that with you, because you can be silly and ironic and provocative in art all at the same time. I think frequently we can tend to not just pigeonhole ourselves into things. That's not quite the right thing, but things can sometimes get prescriptive and, oh, I have to be like this in order to do this, or I can't be this type of writer because I'm that type of writer, or I'm too afraid to start woodworking because I only know how to do acrylic paint. And that's fucking bullshit. That's bullshit. Here's his words again. You know, an artist can do anything. That's what being an artist is. It's like showing people that it's okay to be human. Whether or not you believe you're an artist, I am here to tell you that you are, because if money wasn't an issue, if we didn't have to pay to survive, I'd bet that you'd probably be doing something creative, artistic, or crafty with your time. That's my best bet. I wish you could be more free. I wish we could always be more free. And with that, I ask you to please drink your water, put on your SPF, be kind to yourselves, and be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes on this Tuesday morning, and for maybe once more illegally sharing the words of others. Good thing this is a private podcast that you can add to your podcast apps via RSS feed at CEKR.FM. I'm going to be discontinuing these voice memos probably within the next 4 to 6 weeks, and it will be podcast only. I'm going to be listing it for Publix at that time. So, we're getting there. Okay. Thank you for listening. I love you all so much. Bye.